USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A record number of illegal immigrants are crossing the southern border into Texas. 42 suspected terrorists have been caught by Border Patrol agents, as well as fentanyl smuggled by cartels. Appearing on Sunday Morning Futures, Texas Governor Greg Abbott gives his opinion on what he describes as the illegal immigrant invasion.
So you're going to have more than 6 million people coming across the border a year. To put this in context, the largest city in the state of Texas is Houston. We will have about one Houston coming across the border in Texas every year.
Highland Park is holding a vigil for the victims of the July 4th mass shooting. Over 100 people gathered at Immaculate Conception Church in the Chicago suburb for a morning service. The gunman is being held without bond on 7 counts of first-degree murder. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Hospital officials are updating the status of someone injured in the Independence Day parade shooting in Illinois.
The 8-year-old boy who was paralyzed from the waist down in the Highland Park 4th of July shooting is off a ventilator and speaking again.
He's undergone several surgeries since Monday, including one last night during which doctors were finally able to close up his belly.
A friend and colleague of the family confirm Cooper Roberts' condition has been upgraded from critical to serious by the Children's Hospital staff in Chicago. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Spirit Airlines says no one was hurt after one of its flights made a smoky landing Sunday at Atlanta International Airport. One of its brakes overheated, causing smoke and fire to erupt from the landing gear. The inbound flight from Tampa was doused with water on the tarmac before being towed to a gate. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The FBI is looking into a potential threat against a Texas synagogue. In a statement, the FBI is saying they are working to determine the credibility of the threat and are sharing information with law enforcement and the Jewish community. The CEO and national director of the Anti-Defamation League said an unidentified Texas synagogue was a target of threats that became more specific and credible within the last day. A woman in the Lone Star State is contesting a ticket.
A Texas woman is fighting a ticket after sheriff's deputies say she was driving in the HOV 2 lane by herself. Brandy Batone, talking to television station KXAS, says she was stopped at a checkpoint on the Central Expressway near I-635.
He starts peeking around. He's like, is it just you? And I said, no, there's two of us. And he's like, well, where's the other person? And I went, right here.
Batone was 34 weeks pregnant at the time of the incident, but the deputy says that doesn't count.
And I said, well, not trying to throw a political mix here, but with everything going on, this counts as a baby.
She got a $275 ticket. Her court date is on July 20th, about the same time as her due date. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Powerball jackpot is continuing to grow. Lottery officials say no one picked all 6 numbers in Saturday night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot in the multi-state lottery is going to be worth $56 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.